Take some more of your calls shortly. Plenty of AFL coming your way. Terry Wallace will join me. But Scott Jamieson's been good enough to have a chat to me, the Hyundai A-League, where heroes are made. Scott Jamieson is the Melbourne City captain. And Brisbane Roar Sunday, 6:30 p.m. at Amy Park is their next big assignment. And Scott Jamieson is with me to talk about it. Welcome to you, Scott. Great to have you on the program.
Thanks for taking the time out to have a chat.
It was an interesting little speed hump hit by Sydney FC a week or so ago in their Asian Champions League game or Asian Cup game. Where did you see that? What did you read into the performance, or do we read nothing into that performance whatsoever in terms of its relationship to their A-League form?
Oh, look, I think it might give a few teams a little bit of a template on what they what they did wrong against Yokohama. But, you know, Yokohama are obviously a class above champions of the J-League, and rightly so. So, they probably reacted in the best way, Sydney, by beating Central Coast. But, yeah, there's probably some things that teams can look at and try and, make Sydney pay for in games they play against them.
So do you change your mindset? Do you analyse it, or do you just business as usual for Melbourne City? You play your own style and hope that your own style is going to be good enough on the day next time you meet them?
Well, no, I appreciate it. As a football person, I thought it was a great game from Yokohama, and their football was fantastic, and it was also enjoyable seeing, obviously Sydney FC on the Asian Champions League stage. That's one thing a lot of sports in Australia can't do, and that's playing in Asian competitions. So it's always good to see a fellow Australian team representing Australia on that stage and reaching that audience. But in terms of analysing the game, no, I just sat back and watched it and minded my own business.
Brisbane Roar, Sunday, they've got a bit of they've got some momentum going their way. They're going to be an interesting matchup for you guys.
They are. Yeah, they've had some great, they've had some good results in regards to being unbeaten, I think, for all of February, and have found some momentum. In terms of our season with them, we haven't beat them yet, but we definitely feel, we've got the team to beat them. And, it's about us producing that on Sunday and making sure the last 2 weeks we've had since our bye, we've really worked hard to have that transform into a good result on Sunday.
So Robbie Fowler's come to Australia, superstar, as we know, as a player, and he's come to Australia and he's kind of making his name at the moment as a coach, as a manager.
He is, definitely. I think it's a credit to our league. He probably doesn't have a lot of good headlines lately, but I think if you look at the stature of that man in world football, and we probably don't appreciate him for what he did in an all-round sense, he's done really well. He's come out here because he knows it's a good competition with some good players, and he wants to earn his stripes here, and he's doing that by leading Brisbane to a stronger season than last. And they've brought in players that can help his style, and there's a reason why they're undefeated in February, because they're a tough team to play against.
There's been a lot of talk. I do the NBL games. I broadcast them for ESPN and SBS as well. And it's interesting to me to look at how good the NBL is in comparison to the NBA, because that's the big league. I'm sure that you guys look at the EPL probably as the number one league in the world, and you want to get more marquee players here to play in your league. It's been talked about a bit. You're an advocate. I think the NBL has been enhanced this season because they've been able to open up the salary cap and get more good, really surprisingly capable young stars to come to Australia and do great things in our NBL. Do you think that's the secret for the A-League as well?
I do at the moment. Yeah, I've been pretty open and honest about my opinion on it. And, I believe if the league was to gain, two or three genuine superstars and then around that some very good season pros from very strong leagues in Europe, I don't see a reason why we can't hit the heights of what we did when Del Piero, Heskey and Shinji Ono were here. The league was really booming, and we didn't probably capitalise on that boom, and that's what the NBL's done. They seem to have capitalised on their big boom of Bogut, the young ball kid.
Yep.
Coming in now. I read that they're probably going to open up a team in Tasmania. So where we failed, they've really grown. But I think for us to compare ourselves to the Premier League is probably a bit unreasonable, just due to the history and facts. But in our own lane, we're a good league, but we definitely need some some changes to really get us back to where we should be.
But the opportunity to spend more money is going to give the opportunity to get better players. I suppose that's just a supply and demand issue. So if you've got more money to spend and you've got more open rules, you're going to be able to entice more stars.
Exactly. I think if you do that, you know, some teams will be able to afford more than others. And that's just, I guess, just the normal part of a sporting landscape. You know, some teams can afford more in terms of, you know, whether they pay their staff more, whether they pay their players more. But at the end of the day, you know, if a Sydney FC brings a genuine superstar to these shores, and Sydney FC play at Central Coast Stadium, there's going to be a hell of a lot more people at Central Coast watching that superstar than there is now. And with eyes on the game, it opens up opportunities for other players to grab the minds and of those newcomers to the league. So it only benefits. People are talking about a massive divide between, you know, the bottom teams and the best teams if that you know, the marquee situation does happen. But there's a bit of a divide at the moment anyways, and we need more eyes. And I think if that quality comes in, it only benefits the league because, like I said, the exposure given to the players around these superstars will only help them.
Yeah, well explained. I think there's a snowball effect that comes with it. As you say, better players, more fans, more TV people watching at home, better TV ratings, more money into the game, and
exactly.
It feeds itself and becomes bigger. And I think it's a good model. Scott, great to have you on the program. That's the long-term view. The short-term view is Brisbane Roar, Sunday, 6:30 p.m. at Amy Park. Good luck in that one.
Much appreciated, Dwayne. Take it easy, bud.
Scott Jamieson, Melbourne City captain. And get down there if you can. Show your support at Amy Park on Sunday. Late afternoon start time, 6:30 p.m. Footy better than ever. Don't miss the Hyundai A-League, where heroes are made. For tickets, search A-League.